It's New Year's Eve, Friday, December 31st, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. After a night of Christmas caroling, three Nigerian Christians were ambushed while driving home on a motorcycle last week by Muslim gunmen, reports International Christian Concern. Gideon Amba, age 33, the driver, and Laraba Sunday, age 16, one of the passengers, were confirmed dead. Veronica Sule survived gunshot wounds and was hospitalized. A Christian youth leader in the area said the government had, quote, abandoned them to the mercy of jihadist gunmen, end quote. He added that the Fulani Muslim militants were killing Christians daily, while Americans and the rest of the international community are keeping silent. Psalm 94, verses 1 through 5 says, "The Lord is a God who avenges. O God who avenges, shine forth. Rise up, judge of the earth. Pay back to the proud what they deserve. How long, Lord, will the wicked be jubilant? They pour out arrogant words. All the evildoers are full of boasting. They crush your people, Lord." The Marine Corps announced Thursday that it has kicked out more troops for refusing the COVID-19 shot. The total number of discharges has risen to 206, up from 169 last week, reports Politico.com. Thankfully, the Fiscal 2022 National Defense Authorization Act, which President Joe Biden signed into law Monday, dictates that the military services cannot dishonorably discharge members for refusal of the COVID shot. The discharges must be either honorable or general under honorable conditions. The Marines received 3,247 requests for religious accommodation. At this point, 3,115 of those have been processed, but not one of them has been approved. A wind-whipped grass fire roared east near Boulder, Colorado, Thursday afternoon, destroying at least 600 homes, closing major highways, and causing the evacuation of more than 30,000 people in two towns, including hospital patients, reports the Denver Post. The Marshall Fire, which officials said likely was sparked by downed power lines in the winds that reached gusts of more than 100 miles per hour, grew to 1,600 acres by 5 p.m. yesterday. Listen to what Russell Haythorne, a reporter with the Denver Channel, had to say.
"I've never experienced anything like this in my life. Incredibly high winds here in Boulder County, smoke and ash. I mean, I'm wearing my sunglasses just to keep the ash out of my eyes. We've got fire just to the west of us. It's incredible. I've covered dozens of wildfires, and this one is catastrophic. It's going to be catastrophic."
A veteran swimming official with three decades in the sport has resigned in protest over the allowance of a biological male to compete on a female swimming team, reports CBN.com. Cynthia Millen delivered a resignation letter on December 17th to USA Swimming, in which she said she can no longer take part in a sport that allows, quote, biological men to compete against women. Everything fair about swimming is being destroyed, end quote. Millen appeared on Tucker Carlson's Fox News Channel show.
"Swimmers are divided by sex and by age group, 8 and under, 9, 10, etc. USA Swimming recognizes that boys swim differently from girls. And this is just accentuated when boys and girls go through puberty. Boys will always have larger lung capacity, larger hearts, greater circulation, a bigger skeleton, and less fat."
Will Thomas, age 22, is a biological male who swam for 3 years on the men's swim team at the University of Pennsylvania. Ever since he has been pretending to be a woman, Will has switched his name to Leah. Now he has been permitted to swim on the UPenn women's swimming team, breaking all sorts of records. That is what has infuriated Cynthia Millen, the USA swimming official.
"He is a biological male who is competing against women, and no matter how much testosterone suppression drugs he takes, he will always be a biological male and have this advantage. And it's horrible. The statement for women then is, you don't matter. What you do is not important. And little girls are going to be thrown under the bus by all of this. He's going to be destroying women swimming."
And finally, a woman who survived the Mayfield, Kentucky candle factory collapse earlier this month and subsequently lost everything was just gifted something truly incredible. A car, reports FaithWire.com. Rebecca Marsala was trapped for 5 hours after tornadoes ripped through Kentucky on December 10th, destroying the candle factory where she worked. Like many, Marsala lost so much that tragic day. The woman, who was injured and spent days in the hospital, also lost her car, which was parked in the lot of the factory when the tornado struck. But after losing her vehicle, something amazing happened. She was gifted a car from a random stranger named Sharon Sutherland. Sutherland, a teacher who lives hours from Mayfield, Kentucky, said God prompted her to donate her Dodge Stratus to someone impacted by the tornado, according to WPSD-TV.
I had decided to sell it. I had got the book value and everything, and then this happened, and I woke up literally at 3 o'clock in the morning with this, you need to take that car to Mayfield, and I went, okay.
The Graves County Sheriff's Office helped connect Sutherland to Marsala, who, when trapped in the downed candle factory for 5 hours, had called her adult daughter to say goodbye. Sutherland drove 4 hours on Sunday to drop off the car to Marsala. She said the two women were, quote, trying so hard not to bawl, end quote, amid the emotional meeting. The car is going to be a major blessing for Marsala, who has been relying on her parents to get around.
How much is this going to change your life right now?
Tremendously. I will be able to be independent again. I will be able to go back to work, hopefully soon.
1 John 3, verse 17 says, if anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Sharon Sutherland had pity on Rebecca Marsala and showed her the love of God. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this New Year's Eve, Friday, December 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.